practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as once again we gather together around the Word of God to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth on this, the Lord's Day, and preferably in a good, solid, Bible-believing church where we can fellowship with others of like precious faith, hear the preaching and the teaching of the Word of God, sing the great hymns of faith unto the Lord, and just be a blessing to God and to others. We're going to begin the program today with a song that's entitled The Love of God.
Savior of all men, there's hope in saving grace.
Saving grace.
The love of God is greater far than gold or silver.
Past the highest star and covers all.
these be the love of God.
I think it's very important for us to keep before us God's great love for us. The Bible says a lot about the love of God, both in the Old Testament as well as in the New Testament. But I think it's all summed up there in verse 16 of John chapter 3, where it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." What an expression of love that is. You know, God is a perfect God, a holy God, and you and I, as a part of the human race, well, we're sinners. We're lost. We're spiritually dead, separated from God, and in an unholy state. But God loved us so much that he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to die for us. And beloved, that's a lot of love. And now we can rejoice over God's love, because without the love of God, we would not have salvation. Without the love of God, we would not have the Bible. Without the love of God, we would not have the hope and the reality of eternal life in heaven through faith in Jesus Christ alone. So this morning, let's give God the honor and the glory and the praise for his great love. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio, and I trust that you're planning on going to church today. If you don't have a church to attend, I would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, where we will be having Sunday school at 9:30 this morning. Our morning service will be at 10:30 this morning, when the Word of God will be preached. And then, of course, this evening, our evening service at 6 o'clock. And then always in the midweek on Wednesday at 6:30 in the evening, we have a ministry to children and youth. And then at 7 o'clock at night, we have prayer meeting and Bible study, and we would truly love to have you involved. Now, if you have your own church to attend, go to it today. Support it and honor God by being in that particular local church. But if you don't have a local church to attend, we would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church. We are located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city. That's at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, and we'd love to have you drop by. And as I say week after week, if we can never serve you spiritually speaking, please don't hesitate to contact us. You can write to us. Our address is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. That's the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Or you can call us at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. We would truly love to be able to minister to you in any way we can, spiritually speaking, either to lead you to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, or to answer any questions you might have about the Word of God, or simply to pray for you. And as a matter of fact, you can call us really 24 hours a day. Our office is open from 9 to 12 in the morning, and then from 1 until 4 in the afternoon, Monday through Friday. But, you know, these days with voice messages and so forth, you can just call the church and leave a voice message, and eventually we will get it. And if it's a prayer request, we will certainly take your prayer request to God's throne of grace. And again, that phone number is 814-944-2894. Please don't hesitate to contact us if we can serve you in any way, spiritually speaking. Keeping in mind that our great desire is that you know the Lord Jesus, and so if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, please call upon his name and ask him to save you. And to be saved means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10 and verse 13 that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I did that on July the 17th, 1964. And so now you can figure out how long it's been that I've been saved. Well, I did it then, and I'm thankful for the fact that the Lord saved me. When did you trust Christ as Savior? When were you saved? When were you born again? When did you call upon the name of the Lord and ask him to save you? If you haven't, do so today. And then contact us here at the church, and we will send you some information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. You remember, you can call us at 814 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Or write to us at the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Let's pray. Father, I thank you and praise you once again for the opportunity that we have to produce the Voice of Faith radio broadcast. I thank you, Lord, for giving us the opportunity to get out the Word of God on Sunday mornings. And I pray that as the Word of God goes forth today, that you will use it in the lives of all those who hear, bringing to faith in Jesus Christ those who are lost, and encouraging and strengthening those who are saved, preparing us all to worship you today at church in spirit and in truth, along with other Bible-believing Christians. We commit the program into your hands, thanking you for what you'll do. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Here is a song, Savior Like a Shepherd Lead Us. It's an instrumental, and I think that it will be a blessing to your heart this morning. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 2. Hebrews, chapter 2, and I would like to read with you verses 3 and 4, where the Word of God says, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Hebrews chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. And now before I deliver a message entitled, Why We All Need the Lord, let's listen to another trio, another song that I think will be a blessing. It's entitled, God Leads Us Along.
In shady green pastures so rich and so sweet, God leads his dear children along, where the water God leads his dear children along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. Though sorrows befall us and Satan oppose, God leads his dear children along. Through grace we can conquer, defeat all our foes. God leads his dear children along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. Some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season and
you know, down through the years, in talking to others about the Lord Jesus Christ, I've had people say to me, well, why do I need the Lord? You know, there's a song that I've played from time to time on the program here. It's entitled, People Need the Lord. But I think that's a very valid question. Why is it that I need the Lord? Why is it that you need the Lord? Why is it that the whole world needs the Lord? Well, I think that perhaps many of us understand that and we know the answer to that question, but I think it's good to review it from time to time, which is what I want to do on the program this morning. Why we all need the Lord. If you know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, then you can rejoice over what I'm going to be sharing on the program here this morning. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, then you truly do need to listen very carefully to what I have to say, because you need the Lord. No matter who you are, no matter what your status is in life, you need the Lord. And to be honest with you, you need Him today. The first reason why we all need the Lord is because we are all dead in our trespasses and sins. In the book of Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, it says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." That includes everybody. That includes the rich and the poor. That includes the famous and those who are not famous. That includes the religious and the non-religious. That includes people all around the world, from the United States to China. The Bible is very clear that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, which simply means that we've missed God's mark of spiritual perfection. You know, I got saved at the age of 12, and though I was brought up in a Christian home and brought up in a good local church and had a lot of relatives who were Christians, it was when I went to camp on July the 17th, 1964, that I heard a pastor, Robert Jennings, speak on this particular verse, and it dawned on me that I was a part of that all. I was a good boy, as it were. But it just dawned on me that night at about 7 or 7:30 in the evening that I had sinned and come short of the glory of God. I was born in sin, and then, of course, I sinned because I was a born sinner, and therefore I needed Jesus Christ as Savior. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1 that God has quickened or made alive those who were dead in trespasses and sins. You might be a good person. You might be a good moral individual. You might be religious and even a church member. But you need the Lord because we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We are all dead in sin. Secondly, we all need the Lord because we are all bound to a Christless eternity in the lake of fire. Now, I realize that many people don't like to talk about hell or the lake of fire, but it is something that is coming. I would encourage you to take some time to read and study Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15. Because in that passage of Scripture, it is talking about those who will stand before Jesus Christ at the great white throne judgment. And they are standing before Him simply because of the fact that they're not saved. Their names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And in Revelation chapter 20, verses 14 and 15, it says, "And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death," which means the eternal death. "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." There's only one way to have your name or my name written in the Lamb's book of life, and that is by receiving Jesus Christ as Savior. There's no other way to have your name put in the book of life but by trusting Christ. And so if your name is not in the Lamb's book of life, when you stand before the Lord Jesus Christ at the great white throne judgment, you will be cast into the eternal lake of fire forever. And so all those who do not know the Lord need the Lord because they are bound to a Christless eternity. Thirdly, why is it that we all need the Lord? Well, it's because of the fact that Jesus Christ died for our sins. That's the greatest act of love, is it not? Earlier in the broadcast, I mentioned John chapter 3 and verse 16, where it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And that is so true, and we rejoice in that. But in the book of Romans chapter 5 and verse 8, we have this verse concerning God's great love, where it says, "But God commendeth," that is, God demonstrated his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, here it is, Christ died for us. Remember, I mentioned a moment ago that according to Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, we've all sinned and have come short of the glory of God. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But God showed his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He is the only one who has died for your sins and my sins. You know, the word death means separation. And the Bible teaches of three types of death. There is the physical death, which is the separation of the body, soul, and spirit. Secondly, there is the spiritual death, which is separation from God in this life because we don't know the Lord. And then thirdly, there is the second death, which is the eternal death, separated from Jesus Christ in the lake of fire. But you see, since the wages of sin is death, according to the Word of God, the Bible says all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. That's Romans 3:23. And Romans 6:23 says the wages of sin is death. Jesus Christ paid the price of our sin. He died on that cross. He bore your sin. He bore my sin. He's the only one who has ever done that or whoever will do that. And that's why we need Jesus, because he died for our sins on the cross in order that we might be able to experience the great love and gift of God through faith in Jesus Christ. And then finally, we all need the Lord because Jesus Christ is the only Savior. There's no other way to heaven. We are living in a day and age when I've even heard preachers say that Jesus Christ isn't the only way to heaven. There may be other ways. There may be other Saviors. There may be other Messiahs. But, beloved, that is not according to the Word of God. In John chapter 14 and verse 6, the Lord Jesus speaks and says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." And that's true. Listen to that. These are the words of Jesus. He says, "I am the way," that is, apart from whom there is no going. "I am the truth," that is, apart from whom there is no knowing. "I am the life," apart from whom there is no living. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. You and I cannot have any relationship with God in this life or in all of eternity apart from Jesus Christ. Why is that the case? Well, it's the case because the Bible reminds us that Jesus Christ is the only Savior. Never forget that. He's the only Savior. In the book of the Acts, chapter 4 and verse 12, it says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Why do we need the Lord? Because we are all dead in our trespasses and sins. Because we are all bound to a Christless eternity in the lake of fire. Because Jesus died for our sins. And then finally, because Jesus is the only Savior. Can you find a time when you called upon the name of the Lord and asked Him to save you? If you can, rejoice, because you have eternal life. But if you cannot, will you do it right now? Right there by the radio or by whatever device upon which you're listening to this program. Simply say, "Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me," and He will. And if you do that, contact us here at the church, and we will send you some information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." That means you. That means me. That means everybody. Well, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. Go to church on Sunday, and until next Sunday this same time, this is Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today, and that's why we say, the best is yet to come. Amen.
And let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbclaltuna.org. That's www.fbclaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894, or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.